as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today,
today,
it's
gonna be a good day.
Today.
I have a hard time finding my shoes. Monday, the 18th of February. One more Monday in the month, Richie, and it's over.
Well, not what's one your, of the books.
Okay, so what's your goal between now and the end of the month? What is your goal, Rich?
I'm on a diet this month.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why? What's the problem?
I've put on 10 pounds over the winter, so it's time to shed it. Yeah.
Yeah, got to get rid of it.
So,
all right, so that's good. That's
my
good
goal is to, and then I've got a black belt test coming up that I need to skinny down for.
Yeah, you'll do well for it. Let's see, Roberta, what's your purpose today and for the rest of the month?
Same thing. I got to lose 10 pounds. I'm going on this wonderful cruise the third week in March, and I definitely want to get back into my summer clothes, which I can't get on right now.
Where are you going? What cruise are you going on?
I'm going on Windstar Cruises out of Barbados.
The Triumph, the Carnival Triumph.
Right.
Yeah, right.
No, it's a small sailing yacht. It's only
you've
about 100 passengers. Yes.
Yeah, you've done this before.
Down to the Grenadines,
it sounds very romantic. I wish I could do it and broadcast from it. I'd love to.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, and but I have to fit back into my clothes. So I'm doing yoga every day now, too. I'm doing about an hour of yoga every day.
Good.
Yeah. Love you.
Try to get in shape.
Cool. Good. All right, so let's see. Jen, what's your goal, your purpose for the rest of the month?
Well, I, too, am with my compadres, but because I have to be original.
Right.
Really? So that, yes, I'll be working on that with them. But I want to solve my allergy mystery. I'm freaking out right now. I look like somebody punched me in the eye, and I don't know what's going on. So I'm going to solve that.
A lot of stuff. I've told you before how many problems we're having with the cows on the farm because of these new bugs, new bacteria, new viruses. They just float around in the air. We have no idea where they come from. They're resistant to all kinds of heretofore.
What's the effect on the cows?
Well, sometimes it gives them mastitis. That's usually what we have to deal with, and that's sometimes it used to be pretty easy. You give them a little shot in their teat, and it would two or three days.
Is mastitis like hardening of the milkers, or what is it?
Yeah, what it is actually, what it really is, are the white blood. There's an infection, and the white blood cells go to fix the infection. But because they mix with the milk, it plugs up the canal that the milk comes down, and it's kind of crystallized. It becomes like cream thick.
Ooh.
And it's not, it's not good, so you got to get rid of it. And you can, but it's not, sometimes because of the new bugs, not easy to do. So what I wanted you to do as we start this hour is for you to think, go into your mind and reach toward some kind of a goal, reach toward an achievement that you would like to get done, because nothing really is worthwhile if you don't have some kind of a goal. Think about what your goal is for today, for this week, for the rest of the month, if you will. And if things are tough for you, this will help you move ahead of that point where you've gotten stuck. I always talk about visualization, keeping things moving, momentum is what it's about. Richie, if you talk about it, people will support you. Like Richie and all three, Jennifer, Richie, and Roberta want to lose your weight.
You got
to
put it out there.
You.
You got to let everybody know.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I think you need
not so much.
You'll do well if you get some
support. So that people
to keep you honest.
If you keep it a secret,
nobody
knows if you're cheating.
Yeah,
right.
If you tell everybody, and even though they may not say anything that you're cheating, they know.
Yeah.
And it keeps you honest. Yeah.
Does that bother you? If people know that they know that you know that I know that you know that you know?
Yes.
Okay, I was just checking.
Because if you know that I know that you know that I know.
All right.
So when you reach for that container of ice cream, someone can say to you, put down that spoon.
My wife was good at that.
The War on Health is a great, not a good, but a great documentary that we've posted at DougSteffen.com. And I asked Ken to put it up on Facebook, Jennifer. I don't know if he did or he didn't. Gary Null is somebody that I have crossed paths with a couple of times during my broadcasting career. He's created a new documentary called The War on Health. It is the most compelling. It's long. It's about 49 minutes, I think. It's a regular television documentary, but if there is an hour, if today's a holiday for you and you need to feel like you're inspired or you're headed in the right direction, you need to watch War on Health that we've posted at DougStephan.com in the What's New with Doug Stephan box, the Doug Stephan Today's Highlight stuff.
Is it just me or do you see a trend kind of coming around? In the past 4 days, we've eaten at two restaurants that are organic, local food,
yep,
health conscious type,
yep,
thing.
Farm to table is what the trend is called.
Yeah,
yes,
and
right.
In restaurants.
We went, yep, to a breakfast place. There's this new place in our local shopping center that opened up a few months ago, and they're only open for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, very, very, very good food. So we went and, yeah, got an omelets yesterday, and, yeah, I mean, it's just,
well,
healthy,
you know,
stuff.
What it is, Richie? The recall, here's, I always check the recalls every morning to see what it is, and sometimes I pass this along if I remember it. Today's recall, Lean Cuisine Ravioli.
Mm.
So apparently they have found
some kind
of... What in
the world
did
you mess up about that?
Well, I don't know.
I guess there's glass.
There's cheese that's a problem in it, apparently. But you see, that's speaking to what you just said. And as people prepare, most of the time it's mothers, it's wives who go do, I know in your house, yeah, I know you do a lot of the cooking. I don't know if you do the grocery shopping more. You do it with
I do the shopping for what we're having for dinner.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll do the shopping for the staples.
In that circumstance, you're being bombarded every day by advertising for all kinds of products that basically are bad for you, whether it's the restaurant choices that,
sure,
you have or you have to make, or, you know, the big chains, the national chains advertise. Those are the ones that are usually, I say this with reservation, they're the ones that are not always the best for you. And so you find the local people who have local restaurants. I think about the little Bella Costa restaurant in the Junction in Framingham. It's a towny place. They have great food. It all comes from local sources. It's a comfortable place to eat. You know, I'll find these local,
yeah,
places. And, I'm going to step up to the plate with one other item that occurred to me. And I'm going to say this at the risk of losing this advertiser. I really have to tell this story. I ordered some flowers for Meredith from Pro Flowers, and you can hear them advertised here every time there's a holiday. And I've had three problems with them over the years. This last one was the most outrageous. I had three different boxes, types of flowers that I wanted delivered to her on Valentine's Day. And because she's staying in a place in Florida that's not easy to get to, but they were instructed to call her and tell her when they were going to bring them. Instead, they left them at the guardhouse, and they were stolen.
It was UPS that left them in the guardhouse, though, right?
Well, it was, but you see, the instructions that come from the order said call. So whether it's Pro Flowers or whether it's FedEx or whatever it is, this is something, maybe the point I'm trying to make here without sounding too negative about Pro Flowers, I think I have sent her flowers from a local source there or in Boston or wherever it may be, and I find the dealer, even though, again, this is counterintuitive to my advertising, the local florists, and maybe this is the same with restaurants, you have a more focused on local sources, a more focused supply of things, whether it's flowers or whether it's food or whatever it is. Not that...
But you can talk to somebody directly.
Yeah.
But I think
right.
Maybe
that's why
you call your local florist.
It just freaks me out that I have no idea what I'm eating.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're eating.
You don't.
And by the way, I just looked up the Lean Cuisine recall.
Yeah?
Glass.
It's glass.
It is glass.
Because I was like, what can you mess up when it's cheese and pasta, glass.
Yeah. Well, how is the big? They're making them in big kitchens.
It's the
who knows what fell over into the pot. You know, you can never tell.
It's the culinary collection mushroom mezzaluna ravioli.
Yeah,
mushroom mezzaluna ravioli, and it's got eat best before December 2013 date on it.
But by the way, do not throw it away. Bring it back to the store and get your money back.
That's right.
Do not throw it away.
These companies clean up when they have these recalls, and you just chuck everything and go buy another one.
No.
Get yourself a new mezzaluna ravioli in your freezer.
How about you make, like, have a little... I remember... mentioning Meredith, she made some ravioli out of some kind of natural grain pasta last fall.
Yeah, whole grain pasta.
Was it? But but there was something else about it too that was unusual, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It may not have been even whole grain pasta. It may have been something else, Richie. What else could there have been that would have gone?
It's whole grain pasta.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, that's,
I have to tell you, I'm so used to eating wheat pasta now, I like it better than regular pasta. Like regular pasta freaks me out a little bit because it gets mushier.
This breakfast place we went to yesterday, they had whole grain pancakes, and oh my
good
God!
Yeah. We have a little place that Megan and Brendan and I go to that's over in, I think it's Los Feliz, as a matter of fact, Jennifer.
Los Feliz.
Los Feliz, there too.
Got to say it like a local, buddy.
I know. Los Feliz.
It's like Houston and Houston.
Yeah. It's right off of the interstate. Anyway, we go to the farmer's market and stuff over there, and they have wonderful, as you're suggesting, these pancakes that are made from just wonderful
whole grain pancakes. Yeah.
Yeah, just really great stuff. Anyway, I guess I made my point here, starting off with Richie talking about the local stuff. It is, and I do have the same experience on my farm. People want to come get local milk and the produce that's around because we are moving in that direction, and I think it's a safe, it's really a safe haven for you to go as far as quality food is concerned. 18 after on Good Day.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hurry into Sam's Club today for these special offers on Serta mattresses. For a limited time, get a Serta Eurotop Queen mattress set for only $398. Now through February 18th, save even more with special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Hurry into Sam's Club today. This special buy is only available while quantities last. See club for details. Life's better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Work out the Victrola for this one.
I love it.
Oh, boy.
Get your muscles going with the crank.
I always love to have people wonder, what is he doing now? La, 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 la. Okay.
Sorry. What was that?
It was on this,
scratched.
It was on this date. And
this is a cool rap version. Could you imagine? That's kind of fun.
Yeah, let's do rap to the Blue Danube Waltz. This is the anniversary of the first time, and this may be the recording of it, Richie, the first time the Blue Danube Waltz was ever played at a concert in Vienna, Johann Strauss. This is magnificent. If we can actually find some version of it that's not all scratched up, it'd be cool. Don't you love this? Maybe you don't. I tried to create an ambiance. Can't always come through with that. All right, sorry, the Blue Danube Waltz. 25 after. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta, all right, well, you've made your point. Would you put it away? 25 past. Rich and Roberta and Jennifer. A story of a fellow who had his boat stolen. Got it back, though. He saw it advertised on eBay.
That's smart to look there.
Oh, my God. You look around at some of this stuff.
That's
these people, what people get away with.
Did you hear about the two guys who won $75,000 in a lottery and they used it to build a meth lab?
No, I didn't. All right, so Richie was talking about breakfast and going to this local place. Richie, I have...
It's called First Watch. I think they're a chain.
Okay. I have a...
Very good.
We have a New England chain called John Harvard's Brew. House. You got any of them down where you are?
I do not.
All right. They've introduced this past week a half a dozen breakfast-themed beers.
Oh.
So they're serving a new breakfast menu with various beers and ales. The maple porter, for example.
Yeah, that would
that
be good.
That sounds good. Yeah.
2 gallons of real maple syrup added to it. $5.50 a pint for this.
Sure. That's fine.
50, you'll like this, Roberta, 50 shades of Earl Grey. It's an Earl Grey beer.
Oh, made. It'll really whip you.
Right. Here's another one. Oatmeal Pale Ale.
Oh, those are very popular right now.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Made with oatmeal and not the usual... The usual brew stuff. Blueberry muffin beer.
The blueberry is very popular in beers.
Amber ale.
Yeah, yeah.
Brewed with blueberries and cinnamon.
Yep.
Let's see here. The Bamberger swine beer. Traditional German beer with bacon. gives it a smoky beechwood taste to it. I don't know about breakfast brews anyway at John Harvard. Who would actually go? I mean, I can't imagine. I've tried beer more times than you can imagine. It just doesn't do anything. For me, this past summer...
You haven't tried it enough.
Well, I remember a couple of times on a hot night, we'd go out to dinner and Meredith have a beer. And I'd just sort of say, okay, I got to find these beers. We were going to find them and never did. Actually, there's one. Here's one. Infused, brewer-infused grain pizza beer.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
No. Okay, anyway, have that with your breakfast burrito.
My favorite is pumpkin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your pumpkin
beer?
Your
favorite
beer?
What? Pumpkin What's your beer. Favorite?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
So, you said pumpkin.
No. Pumpkin.
But what would you have with these beers? What kind of stuff? What would be on the menu?
Pumpkin's my favorite
match?
Beer, too. It's good. You
what
drink
would you have
anything.
To eat with pumpkin beer?
With
pumpkin ravioli?
Beer?
Mm.
No, but for breakfast.
Pasta. Oh, no, breakfast. You're not going to drink beer for breakfast.
I wouldn't drink beer
That's
breakfast.
What this is all. I just went through this. I just told
no,
you this
it's
is
just,
breakfast
it's
beers.
Inspired by breakfast foods. You don't have it for breakfast.
Yes, you do. That's
not
what
since
it
I
is.
Was 22.
They're serving
no,
it
don't.
At breakfast at John Harvard's.
No.
They have a breakfast with
crazy.
Breakfast beer. I'm just telling you. I'm here to report.
No, I don't even go there.
That's a shock. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
12:01 I might, but...
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Over 10 million people have bought the book, What Color is Your Parachute? This manual for job hunters has been extensively updated each year for over 40 years. The author of What Color is Your Parachute? Dick Bowles.
It's essential that people understand they have to do research. Companies, organizations love to be loved. And you show your love for that company by knowing something about them when you walk in. But there's a prior research that's necessary, particularly in these times and particularly for graduates right out of high school. And that is to do some research on yourself before you research the job market. Everyone's always looking out there at the market and saying, where is the hole that my round peg can go into? And often it's a square peg trying to go into a round hole, and it just doesn't really fit that well. But if you start out by saying, what are the gifts I've been given? What are the things I do especially well and enjoy, really, really enjoy doing? Figure out what your gifts are and what gets your juices going, because faced with two possible employees, an employer will always choose the one who has the more enthusiasm for the job. And so your passion for your job that you're applying for is directly dependent on how much you are asking for a job where you will love to use the skills that they require and that you have to offer.
Dick Bowles, author of the bestseller, What Color is Your Parachute? There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan. Some people think today is a holiday. We specialize in broadcasting live on holidays and broadcasting live every day of the year. This program works, and that's why it works, because we're all here and we care about what's going on with you. Here's I have this silly side, I guess, streak to me that some people, if they push the right buttons with me, will find. I always enjoy silly things like this. Jennifer knows my sense of humor, so she sends me these 911 calls from Memphis. So here are
true stories. There's
some
of them.
These are
true calls.
Here we
yes.
go. All right, everybody ready?
You gotta do it with the right accent now,
this
not to offend our friends in Memphis.
Well, I don't know whether it's the right accent.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure what the right accent in Memphis might be. Anyway, these are real 911 calls. 911 dispatcher, what's your emergency? Caller, I heard what sounded like gunshots coming from the brown house on the corner. Dispatcher, do you have an address? Caller, no, I have on a blouse and slacks. Why?
Oh.
Right, next.
That was a done. Come on, Rich.
Dispatcher, what's your emergency? Caller, someone broke into my house and took a bite out of my ham and cheese sandwich. Dispatcher, excuse me? Caller, I made a ham and cheese sandwich and left it on the kitchen table. When I came back from the bathroom, somebody had taken a bite out of it. Dispatcher, was anything else taken? Caller, no, but this has happened to me before, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
All right, next 911 call. Caller, I'm trying to reach 911, but my phone doesn't have an 11 on it. Dispatcher, this is 911. Caller, I thought you just said it was 911. Dispatcher, yes, ma'am, 911 and 911 are the same thing. Caller, honey, I may be old, but I'm not stupid. This may be the best one. You ready for the best one, Richie?
Sure.
911, what's the nature of your emergency? Caller, my wife is pregnant and her contractions are only 2 minutes apart. Dispatcher, is this her first child? Caller, no, you idiot, this is your husband. Okay, one more.
Get it?
Nine more. You can get it, Jennifer. 911. Caller, yeah, I'm having trouble breathing. I'm all out of breath. Damn, I think I'm going to pass out. Dispatcher, sir, where are you calling from? Caller, I'm at a payphone north in Foster. Dispatcher, sir, an ambulance is on its way. Are you asthmatic? Caller, no. Dispatcher, what were you doing before you started having trouble breathing? Caller, running from the police. Okay. So, in the best spirit of public service, I have found, I must have had too much time on my hands this weekend, Marty Green, whom I love, sent me something that took me, it just took me away, kind of. Our video of the day is a song taken from a page in the history of our country, the modern history of our country, that is shameful to have because so many of our soldiers have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan in what I think is needless war. But having said that, I was really, really, I was compelled to listen to this from the first note to the back, last note. The song is called Angel Flight, and the visuality that goes with it, visual stuff, is just very, very compelling. And the song is great, but you got to see. That's why we put these videos of the day up there for you. I was talking earlier about the War on Health video, the documentary that we have posted at DougStephan.com. This is something else you'll spend a few minutes watching, listening to. It's wonderful stuff. And, this world and live basically a tribute to the men and women who lose their life in battle and how they are transported back to their homes by mostly C-130s. So as I found this, I came across something else that's probably, for different reasons, it's a very compelling piece of audio. This is actual track of air traffic control conversation that took place at John F. Kennedy Airport, which is one of the busiest airports in the world. This guy is so out of control, clueless. Listen to the next, I don't know, we'll play 3 or 4 minutes of it. You'll get the gist of it. This is an actual recording of the traffic controller talking to various pilots. He can't find the planes. He doesn't know what's going on. This is at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York City. So if you love flying like I do, you'll probably think when you get into the plane and sit down and the plane's about to take off, you'll have heard this and you will not forget 1 second. I only listened to it once yesterday, and I can tell you pretty much everything that's in here. Listen to this. Again, air traffic control on the ground trying to straighten out the mess that particular day at JFK.
79, the A320 going to Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice accent. Yeah. Roberta.
081, have on Kilo, hold short alpha.
Who's a Kilo Thai? Who is that?
081 heavy.
Cam 8081 heavy, left on alpha, short of echo.
Okay, left on alpha, hold short, that's 081 heavy.
Hey, Ground Delta 929, we're on Bravo, short of Victor, and we just had that little corporate jet pull in front of us, and then another 75, and thought we were supposed to follow JetBlue, sir.
You were. What happened?
Well, the corporate jet came off the runway, and we had to stop.
808 Bravo Lima, you didn't follow it. 808 Bravo Lima?
808 Bravo Lima, you told us to follow the Embraer, and that's what we did.
You followed the Embraer? JetBlue 1069? Somebody didn't do something right. JetBlue 1069.
Yeah, we were sitting there waiting for the Delta to move. And then,
listen to this.
Delta said he was waiting for the corporate, so we continued on, and then corporate followed us, and then Delta was going to follow corporate.
All right. See, this takes so much energy, guys.
I mean, it's hilarious when you think about the ramifications of it. Listen.
Hang on a second, guys.
Okay, we're Bravo, short of Victor.
Yeah, right. Who's Bravo, short of Victor?
Delta 929, sir.
You didn't even move yet, then. What happened? behind the sequence here. Simple 1069, you're behind a company 8320?
And we got stopped.
Okay. Hang on a second. Simple 1069, you're behind a company 8320?
Yes, sir.
I don't know how that happened. Just follow him. Hey, Bravo Lima, you're behind the JetBlue. So everybody did right. Delta 929, just follow the Hawker.
Okay. Well, the Hawker's two planes in front of us.
Great. Delta 1869, you're behind the Hawker?
Correct.
JetBlue 1069, you got to just do what I ask, sir. Delta 929, follow the 75.
We can do that. Delta 75, Delta 925.
Delta 1867 is probably screws you up, too. Where are you right now?
Yes, sir. We're number two on Bravo, short of Victor.
You're on Bravo. Delta 929, you were on Bravo, short of Victor.
That's affirmative, sir.
You know I'm all screwed up. Jesus, JetBlue.
Can you believe this?
This makes me want to fly.
Thank God they're on the ground first? Still.
Listen, I know. First, what's on second? I don't know what's third.
Advise you unable to take taxiway Charlie Airbus 340-600.
You're unable to do everything, sir, that plane of yours, sir. Let me see. Yep, you can't go on Charlie. How nice. Go right on.
He's doing four different runways.
Give way to the Delta jet off your right, sir. Okay, actually, it looks like he's clear. So, go right on Victor, right on 13 left, and hold short of Zulu Echo, Iberia, okay?
Okay, right, Victor, once we left, hold short Zulu Echo, Iberia, 6252, have it.
JetBlue 707, please don't follow Iberia. Just let him go left to right past you and then go down uniform and follow the line.
JetBlue 707, we'll go, sir.
Thank you. American 1639, you're on Bravo, short of Victor.
Affirmative.
Okay, JetBlue 8320 off your right is going to go. You follow him.
Follow JetBlue. American 1639.
Singapore 25 heavy, echo to Bravo, short of Victor.
Echo to Bravo, short of Victor.
Evergreen.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of hot.
Yeah, and call me when you're with Victor. I got to weed into that alleyway somehow. Hey, DHL, you're blocking whiskey, aren't you?
Well, the 152 heavy is blocking whiskey over here, and we're okay with the tower and roof clearance.
Yeah, I know. Evergreen, 645. Whiskey's currently blocked, but Charlie Echo's available. So just so you know, my plan of action is to bring you into Charlie Echo, okay?
Copy, Evergreen, 645, Eddie.
All right, let's just make sure. Hopefully that's where you're really going to be going.
0025 Hotel Short of Alpha.
707, I'm sorry. Can we just tell you what?
And sir, we're holding short of Echo.
That's funny. If you don't,
I feel like he used to be a cab dispatch in New York City.
707, you're on. Oh, you're the guy who came out of there. Okay, JetBlue 707. Give way to your company off your right, then Echo to Bravo, short of Victor.
Echo,
Bravo, short of Victor, and we'll get right to company, JetBlue 707.
JetBlue 176, if you can't get in, let me know. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Hotel Short of Alpha.
Hotel Short of Alpha, who's who?
Request
for a
check.
Oh my goodness. Fran 011 Heavy, where are you?
I think I got the gist of this.
I love New Yorkers, man.
My God.
Oh, you're the guy that came over there. Oh, my God.
But then, brother, he's trying to deal with like 24, 25, 5. And when they say, like, Delta 25 heavy, that means it's a jumbo jet. So they take up more room. Obviously, all these planes, different sizes, take up a different amount of room. But he's, like, doesn't know where anything is. No, he doesn't. He has no clue as to what's going on.
I can't get from him whether it's because he's messing up where everybody should be or whether nobody's going where they're supposed to be going.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to figure out is it this crazy once they're in the air?
I don't even want to think about it.
Or I want to hear the guy who's bringing these planes in.
Yeah, on the other side.
That's
yeah.
the scary part.
Bravo, short of Victor. Victor Alpha, you're Beam the Iberian?
Beam Alitalia on the left there.
Beam Alitalia.
Where did Alitalia come from?
All right, just hang on. JetBlue 179?
Yes, sir. We're number two holding short of Victor Alpha on Bravo.
Hey, who's the first JetBlue on Bravo short of Victor Alpha?
35.
You're an outbound?
Yep.
Hey, you guys should come up here one day. JetBlue 35 needs a pill. Victor for me.
You don't know what I go through.
You're at Victor. Kepler 179. You're beaming the Alitalia.
Iberia, short of Victor Alpha.
Hi, JetBlue 179. Somebody stepped on you. You're the first one there to beam Iberia?
No, sir, we're number two.
You're the first one.
Doesn't he have a radar screen in front of him, like a radar screen where everybody is?
Not on the ground. They don't have this radar. Until you're up 400 feet, there's no radar.
What do you mean there's no radar on the ground?
There's radar on the ground.
Because they'd be getting trucks and the gas trucks and the food trucks and everything.
No, I thought when the planes are on the ground, they have transponders on them that show...
They have transponders, but the transponders...
That show them exactly where they are on the ground.
They show the pilots where they are, not the guy up in the air traffic control booth. He doesn't have the same stuff. Planes have two systems, one for the ground, one for the air. One for the ground shows whatever's around you within 50 to 500 feet. When you get up in the air, it shows you any plane that comes within 5 miles of you in any direction. So you can get out of the way of it if there's a problem. But on the ground, that's what you get.
So how do I know where people are?
Good question, Roberta.
I think we just proved.
Oh my goodness!
Why it is or how it is that they don't know where they are.
Do you think this is common?
I think that there's probably more.
Probably a little bit more common than you think.
We would want to know. Yeah. Anyway. So you think you get people on that Carnival cruise that have... by the way, the first lawsuit for $500,000 was filed.
Yeah, no kidding.
On Friday.
Knew that wouldn't take
more,
long.
How many more of those do you
that think? That and the gold rush being happening in Russia with this meteor being sold on eBay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Those are the two things I knew wouldn't take 2 days Not to start long. Happening.
Yeah, exactly. It's 12 before the hour on the Good Day program.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Chops take it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La la la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Get ready for the three-day weekend with three big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club, join and save. See club for details.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Waltz, it's all the same schmaltz with just a change in the scenery. You'll never be old hat, that's you're timeless to me.
You recognize Christopher Walken's voice?
Fans keep
from the Hairspray,
Castro's
number one during this week in 2007. Also, this movie starred John Travolta, whose birthday is day 59.
Like Mrs. John Travolta.
You're timeless to me is the song from Walken.
Like
Hairspray,
an
interesting
ripple.
Sort of collaboration.
Very good movie.
All right, so we have movie moments here upon us. We start with movie music. Chuck Curry is going to be here to report on the number one movie this weekend and how pretty much the movies stacked up at the box office. I'll give you my quick review of the three movies, or the two and a half movies that I saw. I'm betting Chucker saw a couple of them as well. First, though, let's get to our movie to identify. Our contest today features the number one movie from this week in 1989, if you please. This is nothing but foolishness, and I think you'll get that by listening
like that.
To the audio. Yeah, just foolish, foolish, foolish. Here's the first clip.
George Washington, one, father of our country.
Got it.
Two, born on President's Day. Three, the dollar bill guy.
Love this movie.
888-302-3684. If you can identify the movie, you'll help yourself to a nice There it is, a nice prize. If you haven't won before in movie moments, here's the next clue.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
888, Chuck, you know the movie, right? Where'd Chuck
go?
888-302-3684. Last clue.
Strange things are afoot in the Circle K.
Yeah, this one, I know all the words
all right.
for this one.
So everybody gets on board quickly at 888-302-3684. Chucker has box office totals for us in a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
All right, so Chucker, I saw Safe Haven, which was a nice chick flick, a very nice, nicely done, good movie. Identity Thief was an awful piece of trash, garbage. That McCarthy and the way they put her into that movie was an outrage. I walked out. It was just a piece of garbage. And then you and I both saw Die Hard. You don't agree with me, so go ahead. What do you don't like it because...
This is what I thought. Me and my wife went to see Die Hard Friday night, and I'm in the consensus of critics. I think 20th Century Fox should issue an apology for letting director John Moore, who did the movie Max Payne, and the screenwriter of Wolverine take this franchise over. This movie does not deserve the title of Die Hard. It is a shallow imitation of what the first.
I don't disagree with you. I don't think it was. It wasn't as good by any stretch of the imagination as the other movies. But it's kind of what you'd expect to get, except that there's no story, real story to it.
No story.
Yeah.
I thought it was bullets and broken glass for 93 minutes. Really, no story. It has a hook. It gets Bruce Willis into Russia, and then it's just basically his son protecting this guy. And I thought it had very mild. It had a few laughs. I mean, they're going to say it's awful.
Yeah.
But the Die Hard has to have a higher standard. And I do want to see another one because I love the franchise. As I said, I thought...
They'll do another one because they'll make plenty of money doing this one. Yeah, they'll do another one. But you're right. It needs to have a deeper story. Why don't they go back to the people that made the first three and redo the first three?
Well, they can't get John McTiernan, who did the original and the third one, because they're going to do a year in jail for wiretapping. They're going to have to wait a little bit.
All right, what else happened? Tell us the rest of the box office totals.
Your favorite movie, Identity Thief, placed second, doing $23 million, $7 million.
What a piece of garbage.
Safe Haven, $21 million, $30 million since opening on Thursday. The animated film Escape from Planet Earth, $16 million, which is pretty weak considering it has a budget of $40 million. And Warm Bodies, which is a teen romance zombie movie, $9 million. $50 million in 3 weeks of release. Actually, a pretty good number for that film. Beautiful Creatures, a new release, placed six, 7.4, a so-so $10 million. Over the weekend, I did a revival of It's a Mad World in my local community theater last night.
Love that movie.
Got 95 people to come.
Good for you.
It was an amazing crowd. I had a great time.
Yeah, good for you.
Movie.
All right, Rick, what's the name of the movie?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That is it. You are excellently correct, and so you get the excellent prize.
With George Carlin.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.